opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Did you see who Mel Kiper has the Browns taking in his first mock draft?
He has Josh Allen going number one overall.
These guys like Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen, who have played at a high level, they were highly touted prospects from high school all the way through. Those are the guys that you're like, you're just looking for a reason to draft them. A guy like Josh Allen, you're looking for a reason not to draft him, and he gave you a reason not to draft him.
To me, he's this year's Trubisky, and he's not as good. And if you say, well, he was hurt, well, so was Darnold. We haven't really dived into the Texans GM thing. How would things change? Because he was there when Rick Smith was there, so why would things be different? You can make all the suggestions in the world, and the other guy's not going to necessarily listen to him. Depending on who you talk to, oh no, Bill O'Brien had the final say. Oh no, that was a Rick Smith thing.
When Gary Kubiak left, they made it sound like every poor decision that had ever been made was Gary Kubiak's fault, and every great decision ever made was Rick Smith's.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on there. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, a lot of good stuff, very sportsy so far, so maybe we'll get away from being sportsy now, but we have been on 94.1 for the last hour, so I'm not going to welcome in the Sports Map listeners because you're already here,
Yeah. Theoretically.
I hope you're already here, but we are simulcasting on 94.1 because we had some issues where we went off air, but so far, so good. And we're out here at Sam Houston Race Park for opening night, live racing in less than an hour, 50-cent beer now. You can start getting your 50-cent beer on right now. They do have Hoppadillo. I'd be real careful about that for 50 cents because enough of those will mess you up. But, I mean, these are good-sized beers, too. So a lot happening at the track tonight. Food trucks, camel races, ostrich races. Barry Laminack is going to die on a camel tonight.
Maybe.
It could happen. So come on out and see it. We'll be on the second floor hanging out up there if you want to come by and say hello and talk about some of the races or just hang out. That's what we're going to do. Very excited. We've got Sasha Risenhoover, who's been on the show a couple times in the past, is going to join us.
Risenhoover?
Yeah. Hoover, yeah. Not mover.
$5.
You already missed one that I did earlier. So you didn't catch the first one. You don't get that one. But no, she's going to join us at 6:30, and she's a lot of fun. She's and we're going to ask. She won a big race out at Del Mar in California, so which was very cool. But
something I've never done.
I've never done that either, but yeah. Well, I've won on races at Del Mar, but I've never won a race at Del Mar. But live racing, 52 minutes to first post, and crowd trickling in here. Going to be a fun, fun night of racing. And, of course, I also race here tomorrow night, so if you can't make it out tonight, tomorrow's good. And looking forward to hanging out with some of the Blitzers who won tickets. All right, we need to do our Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day, it's the gym of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, I have a feeling this is going to happen more and more as marijuana becomes legal all over the place, where we go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where one of your former states, right, New Mexico, where... Well, John, you have this. Maybe we'll just – should we just play it or should I go ahead and tell the people about it? What do you think?
We can play it.
All right, let's play it.
Hip, cool candy store or something.
Intrigued. A handful of fourth grade students inside the cafeteria at the Albuquerque School of Excellence took the gummies given to them by a fifth grader.
She had this box. It had a label on it that said Incredibles. We just thought it was ordinary gummies.
But they were not ordinary, and this 9-year-old knew it almost instantly.
And I started getting really dizzy. I felt like the room was about to flip to the side.
This box of gummies is actually marijuana edibles.
Pure THC, I mean, that's more potent than smoking marijuana.
The girl's father didn't want his family to go on camera, but thinks it is important to speak out.
First thing came in my mind is, like, irresponsible parents, because that's dangerous.
Experts say THC gummies can be 2 to 100 times more potent than traditional marijuana.
Yeah, so I couldn't hear very well, so hopefully the whole thing came across. But basically, a fifth grader had a box that said Incredibles with gummies, took it to share with friends at school. They were not ordinary gummies.
Yeah.
And apparently, it was an accident. They're thinking the kid didn't do it on purpose. They were medical ones, which means they were really potent.
Yeah.
How about that for your first experience? You're 9 years old, friend comes in and says, hey, I got some gummies. You want some? Oh, yeah, I love gummies. And then you're stoned. I bet you that's got to be a little rough for a 9-year old to get that kind of potent stuff first time out.
So the story continues, and it said that a couple of kids went blind for a couple of hours.
Oh boy!
Wow, that's not what I was told would make me go blind.
This is like when I overdosed on edibles, which I didn't think was possible. But when I was certain that coyote was following me,
yeah.
And it was a bad scene. I was pretty sure I was going to die. But I also wasn't 9 years old. But let this be a lesson to you: don't steal people's candy. Like, just because you find something that looks like gummy bears doesn't mean you should eat it.
Well, yeah, especially. Well, I guess the kid saw it at their parents and thought, "Oh, okay, cool, gummies for me."
Which the weird thing about this story is, like, when you buy edibles, the packaging that they come in is so hard to get into. Like, I can barely get into it. It's like a challenge.
Well, it's supposed to be childproof, basically.
Right. So if I get too stoned and then I want more, I better have left it open earlier, because if I, like, me super stoned isn't open.
Oh yeah, forget it. You're sitting going, man, yeah. I can't get this thing open, man. But. Yeah, apparently they're urging parents to be cautious with any drugs in their homes. See, this is something that if I had a young kid, I could see happening. You know, I always kept my weed away from the kid, just like guns, right? You keep them out of the way so the kids can't find them. But especially if it's edibles, you want to be really careful. I wouldn't bring them home. I would keep them in a car, or I'd keep them at work.
Okay.
Or someplace else. But... yeah, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Longhorn Dimitri, did they let the kids have a pizza party after? Well played, sir. Well played. All right. Hey, if you're not out here tonight, you know the place to be. How'd you like to win $7,500?
I would like that.
Well, then you should head down to Lions Poker Palace, 6134 Richmond Avenue. Tonight's tournament, $170 no-limit hold'em with a $30 seat fee, unlimited rebuys for the first four levels. And so if you don't get there right at 6:30, you can get there at 7:45, and you can play tonight, which some of you are probably on your way. But if you're not on your way, if you're out here and you want to head over, you can. $7,500 guaranteed to first tonight. And the cool thing is you're also going to pick up points towards the tournament they're going to have to send 10 people to the World Series of Poker. The top 30 point getters are going to play a free roll. The top 10 are going to Vegas for the main event. The other 20 get $1,000.
Yeah, it's an awesome deal, an awesome promotion they're doing. They've got a ton of TVs out there. They've got food all night. BYOB, TVs all over the place. Follow them on Facebook for all the info on tournaments and events at Lions Poker Palace. Or just stop by and see it for yourself. You're going to fall in love with this place. This is the kind of place you want to sit down and play cards for a while. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mentioned you heard about it here. You get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
for that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Brett says, same thing happened to me at 6. Nanny found some cookies in the freezer and baked them. My mom came home to find me hysterically laughing at Bugs Bunny. But to be fair, it was 1978 quality stuff, not 2018. That's fair, because I was when I was in high school, even the quality, we didn't have any money, so the weed we got was as cheap as you're going to find. Right. I bet it didn't even make as high. But that stuff they're making now, man, there's some quality stuff. And
I grew up with probably solid middle class white kid weed. And it's nothing compared to what's out there now. Nothing.
So, yeah, that's light years ahead of what we had.
Right.
Which was, you know, basically we were scraping seeds together, man. I mean, we would do whatever we could. So, yeah, get the stuff not up. Ray Ray's in the house.
Orale.
Yeah. Ray Ray, he looks like he's already had a couple gummies, actually. So.
Ray Ray's always partying, man.
Yeah. That's what that guy does. He's running around with the guy out. Fistful of dollars, and he's got all his stuff in his hands there. I don't know what's happening with him. But, yeah, live racing starts here in 40 minutes. So if we have to eject quickly for the national anthem, we'll do our – that's what's happening. If you hear us say, oh, we got to go national anthem, because we're respectful.
That's right.
There will be no kneeling either.
Because of America.
That's right. American, man. And – I bet you won't see any kneeling out here, would be my guess.
Probably not.
No.
Doesn't seem like a kneeler sort of crowd.
Although, the last couple years we've been here, I would say, you know, we talk about horse track hot when it comes to women. It's been really good. And tonight, kind of reverted back to the old days so far from what I've seen. I'm just saying. I'm not, not judging.
You're not impressed.
No, maybe I'm just old. Maybe I got spoiled. But good crowd out here. Come on out. A lot happening tonight. We got camel and ostrich races. We have 50-cent beer is now flowing. So, man, if you can't have a good time with 50-cent beer, then there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Food trucks out there. It's just a cool night. Opening night of live racing. 9 races tonight and pretty decent field sizes. So an average field size just under 9. So there's chances to make money. Free tip sheets out here with my picks on it. And I also posted them in Sports Map. So if you want to take a look at that, you can. If you're sitting at home, that's a good way to do it. All right, so you had a couple of Dewey stories you wanted to get to. Let's do those.
We're there. All right, I got one from Florida and one from Maine.
Is it Bangor again? Didn't we do Bangor, Maine yesterday?
I think it's Belfast, Maine.
Oh, okay.
So it's sort of Irish Maine.
Hi, laddie.
Apparently. Let's go with God, neither one of my stories. The Florida one just popped up, so we'll go that one first.
Florida.
A man decided that he wanted some Taco Bell.
Okay.
So he had maybe had a couple pops. And while he was in line, he passed out.
Okay.
The odd part of this story is what he thought was Taco Bell was actually a Bank of America drive-up teller.
Oh.
So after 10 minutes of trying to wake him up by slapping on the window and everything else, yelling at him, he finally comes to and tries to order a burrito. The cops, of course, were on the scene by then, and the branch manager of the bank said they saw him pass out in his blue Hyundai sedan while it set up at the drive-up bank lane. It's about 5 p.m. on a Wednesday, which, my goodness, bro. When deputies arrived, they said they found him in the driver's seat, the car still running. He made several statements that were differing from reality, a deputy wrote in the arrest report. He also denied asking the manager for a burrito. Deputy said his responses to their questions were delayed and that after a field sobriety test, he appeared to be impaired. Deputy said he also had prescription medication with him under his name. Probably, I'm going to go with he probably mixed some stuff that said, hey, do not drink alcohol while under the influence of this. And he was like, that's just a suggestion. I'm going to go for it anyway.
Yeah.
And then you end up trying to order a burrito from a bank at 5 p.m. That's never a good thing. This other story, I'm having a hard time with it, but I think I know most of it from memory. This guy in Maine wanted to avoid a breathalyzer test. I think he pretty much knew where he was at legally or illegally, rather. 27-year-old Brian Fogg was in a ditch. They found his car in a ditch Saturday morning.
I was going to say he was in a fog, but
no.
Okay.
When they tried to administer a breathalyzer test, Fogg allegedly punched himself in the face three times, causing himself to bleed. Police tended to his injuries instead of giving him the test. Fogg is charged with operating under the influence, falsifying physical evidence, and criminal mischief, but he's since been released on bail. I don't know if you get a full DUI if you do that, but he busted his face up real bad, and they couldn't give him the breathalyzer test.
Wow.
Is that genius? Or
I kind of like that plan.
I mean, he got an – I don't know what
– I mean, would you rather take a beating or get a DUI?
I'd rather take a beating.
Yeah, I would too.
So I don't know. OUI? I don't know if that's the same or equal to a DWI or DUI.
But I have no idea.
If it's lesser, this is a life lesson for all of us.
Interesting. Says, hello, I won tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. I was told to pick them up at Will Call. When I called today to confirm they did not have the ticket. I just go to Will Call when you get here and tell them you won the ticket. Your name's on a list. Is the way it's supposed to work. Now, there's new people out here, so I don't know, but you just go to Will Call, you tell them you won tickets, they'll let you in if your name's on the list. Just not like random person can't do that.
Right.
Like if you're driving
on the
around,
list, hey, you can get in.
No, if you're on the list, they'll have your names on a list. They took your name when you won. So that's all I know about it. If there's any other problems, contact Michelle McDonald at michellemcdonald@galmedia.com. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I have a couple of non-sportsy things, too. I had a secondary gym of the day.
A backup, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was my original one, and then I found the Kid Gummy story, and I was like, oh, I got to do that because I like that one better. But, of course, now we get to a certain point of the evening, the internet slows down.
The Wi-Fi inevitably slows.
Yeah, because everybody's using it now, so... The story is not loading, but basically it was that there were some police who were taking bribes in pizza.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was for parking violations.
Right.
Like for the pizza guys. And they overlooked like $70,000 in tickets. Was it something like that? Like some crazy number?
Yeah.
For free pizza. I mean, that's a good deal.
Yeah, I like
that.
That's
a good deal for the pizza company.
Yeah, that's a great deal for them. But the story's not coming up.
Oh, wow.
It's an even better deal. It's like I had a pizza delivery guy who also delivered cannabis.
Oh.
That would be a good guy to make deals with.
That's a guy you want to be friends with.
Yeah. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And we're going to take it to break here and see if we can't get the national anthem done. We'll see that we should be coming up on that if everything goes like it did.
And we'll have our gal over here, huh?
Yeah, yeah. She should be here any minute. So
wandering around.
I have not seen her yet, but hopefully she knows where to find us. She's done this before. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Sam Houston Race Park. And I don't know what was more confusing today, the R.J. Bell segment or the national anthem out here. Just say it was a little rough.
That was rough.
Yeah.
I don't. Okay. Worse. What would you go with? Worse? The trumpet playing or the
Our Lady,
the famous lady singing.
The famous lady singing. Yeah.
Okay. Because I gotta tell you, the trumpet that was rough too.
He's.
This was overall a.
Yeah. We're
not
just
not a strong showing.
Yeah. It's. You know what? It's been interesting today, to say the least, and. At least, hopefully now we can get it back on track or off track a little bit. As joining us now is one of my favorite jockeys out here. And
my favorite, too.
Well,
my favorite overall.
Sasha's pretty much, she's a friend of the show now. It's like the third year in a row that we've had you on.
And the hottest jockey. She won the contest of the hottest jockey.
Yeah, definitely. She's a jockey 10. I think we can all agree on that.
Horse Racing Magazine, hottest jockey of the year, 2017 and 15 or 14? When was this?
No.
You don't remember?
Don't remember.
So many accolades, she can't even keep them straight. That's unbelievable.
Well, before we get to the racing here, you did something really cool late last year. Like, there's meccas in horse racing, like obviously Saratoga. You know, Churchill is a great place to win. Keeneland.
Daytona.
That's a good one, too. But you went out and won a race at Del Mar. What was that like? That had to be it's cool as hell, man.
Man, there really wasn't any, like, words. It's just, it was like a dream come true, you know. I've always wanted to go out to California and try it, and I did, and it all just kind of worked out, you know. And winning that race, it just, I didn't even know what to say after the race. I was just full of emotion.
Well, and that horse had a special meaning too, right?
And yes, Tara's definitely got a special meaning behind it because of she's named after, you know, Terry's daughter and all, and knowing that she had her three kids and she was about to leave them. And I've grew up, you know, without my mother. She's been sick, mentally sick my entire life, so I know what it's like to grow up without a mother, and knowing that, you know, they were about to lose their mother. It was very sad and heartbreaking and also there's a lot behind that feeling, not only, you know, the family and all, but what she's done for me, you know, in my career. And she's helped people and helped me to get out there and people to see me now and helped me to show my talent, and it's been good to me.
Now you welcome back to Sam Houston, by the way. One thing about Sasha that I will say is you get an honest ride from her. You don't make mistakes very often. You don't put yourself in bad situations. How important is that as a rider? I mean,
it is very, very important. I mean, you've got to go out there and you've got to make quick decisions, and the best decisions is, you know, you can out there, and you've only got split seconds to do it because it's all on the line, you know. That's how you win your races, is making the right decisions and having your game plan. And if they don't work out, you've also got to go to plan B, you know.
Well, that's one thing. As someone who invests money in what you guys are doing, that's important to me. That I if I get somebody I can trust, you know, I know that I'm not gonna. And that's one thing. You've done such a great job out here in the past few years. How many you got in tonight?
Just a couple tonight. Tonight's a little bit slow. Tomorrow's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got one you really like tomorrow? You can share with the Blitzers.
I really don't have nothing up just yet. I could really tell you.
Okay.
I mean, I just kind of.
Because we
keep it quiet and see what happens. Okay. You got to jinx in yourself sometimes. You do that.
But that's okay. See, we're okay. We're okay with losing occasionally, as long as you just, you know, throw us a bone every now and then.
You may be, but some people ain't.
Well, it's funny. I think we talked about this last year. How often do you get people yelling at you when you walk back through the? Because this is a weird setup for a rider, because you walk back through the grandstand after the race with. And let's be honest, down here, most people are really drunk.
Yeah, I mean, I've had my few people say their things to me and all, but I just overlook it, you know.
You ever get pissed off enough at somebody that you wanted to yell at them?
You know, no, not really.
Really?
I mean, no, it takes a lot to make me say something. I'm very, very just quiet and laid back. I don't, it takes a lot.
So you just fight with the other jockeys and you don't get mad at these guys?
Yeah, I leave it for the room.
Well, how often do things get heated in there? You know, you guys are riding. I mean, part of it is you're responsible for each other, too, in addition to the horse. You know, you kind of got to look out for the other guy, too, and they need to be looking out for you.
I mean, pretty much we're all I mean, it's kind of like a big family in there. We do all look out for each other, but there is your times you have your squalls and your arguments and, you know, but normally after you say your what you got to say, it's sorry and it's all, it blows over, you know.
So you haven't beaten the crap out of anybody lately?
No.
Darn, I was hoping for a good story.
No.
Took this guy down because he cut me off.
I try to get along with just about everybody, so I
You get
try
along better
with
the lady jockeys or the man jockeys?
There's no lady jockeys.
You're the only one?
There's one, and she rides up here and there, but it's pretty much just me.
Good for you.
Yeah, got the room to myself. It's kind of nice.
That is nice. You got your own toilet?
I got everything's mine.
That's nice.
Because,
you know, like, you got to share a bathroom with, like, eight other dudes. That's
gross.
Yeah,
well, that wouldn't happen. I wouldn't do that, no.
That's gross. You got the life. That's a good move
That's
by
right.
you. That's why I wanted to be a figure skater, because I figured I would be me and a bunch of chicks, but it never worked out. My body didn't play along.
Well, then you can't skate.
They didn't let
right.
you. They didn't let you have the fun?
No. Well,
I wanted to be a towel boy and do the same thing, but it didn't, of course, it didn't work out either. So where else have you been now since last year? You obviously spent a little time in California, but what else?
You know, that's you know, I was here, went to Lone Star, and then after Lone Star, I went straight to Del Mar, and then Los Alamitos, did Santa Anita, then just the California circuit, and it's absolutely amazing. You know, it's breathtaking, the weather, the views, the, you know, you've got the mountains and the Santa Anita, which is just amazing. It's beautiful there. Del Mar is amazing. I mean, the weather, you can't beat it. I mean, but it's very expensive out there.
Yeah. I've always said the coolest thing in the world is when you first walk out at Santa Anita and you see that mountain for the first time. And did you get to ride on that downhill turf course?
I did.
What was
I
that
did.
Like?
It's very different, I will tell you. It's very different, especially when you break out of the gates. And, I mean, they're going very fast. And it kind of, you go downhill, but you kind of come uphill again.
Yeah.
And then as you're coming up, you're making that right turn. And then all of a sudden, you've got to angle to the left to go to the left turn. And then the next thing you know, you're going from the grass to the dirt to the grass.
Yeah.
And then you never know if your horse is going to, like, make a bad step or if they're going to freak out, or you just never know. It's very different.
And if you've only seen that on TV, that hill's a lot bigger than it looks on TV when you're there in person.
The TV does no justice for it. It's in person, it's totally different.
So is that something you want to try again to get back out there, or are you kind of cool sticking around here?
You know, I mean, the possibility I could go back this summer after Lone Star. Well, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. There's no telling what the future holds for me just yet. I mean, I've had options and all, so we'll see what happens.
Well, it's cool to go out there and ride at a place like that. So that, like, I think people on this circuit know who you are, but
yeah.
You get a lot more attention when you start winning races in California.
That's the thing. Going out there, you know, I mean, everybody knows who I am here, but nobody really knew me out there. But now that I've been out there, everybody knows who I am now, you know, and Tara had a lot to do with that, and it was great, you know. But getting to ride with Hall of Fame riders, you know, like Mike Smith and Gary Stevens and Mario Gutierrez, all those guys, you know. I mean, and getting to just learn from them and all. And I've always been a big Mike Smith fan, you know. And
my favorite, too.
And everything that you hear about him, it's true. I mean, he's the most humble, classy guy there is.
Oh, that's not what I heard.
Really? I'm about to say, because what you heard, don't believe that, because that's not true. He helped me out a lot and really kind of gave me a lot of good pointers and stuff, and he's a great guy.
And I've known Gary for years. We've killed many brain cells together. I'm amazed that after all the injuries at his age that he's still out there and riding at such
he's
a high level.
He's at Oakland now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's at Oakland. Victor Espinosa, you know, he's out there. Yeah. He's helped, you know. I learned a few from him, too. But Mike Smith, by far, is like the guy. I mean, even though he's made all this money, he's called Big Money Mike.
Yep.
You wouldn't know it. He's that humble.
So
you should marry him.
He's taken.
I bet you're hotter than his woman. He'll dump her. Yeah, he'll dump her. You guys can make super jockey babies.
No, I'm good. Nope, I'm good. Thank you though.
Oh, but you get a guy like that, kind of takes you under your wing. And you come back here, do you have people like that that come to you for advice now, say that when you've ridden with people like that, that are asking you questions, or are these guys just kind of...
Not really. They kind of just, I don't know.
That's why they suck.
They stand off, I guess.
All right. Well, Sasha, I hope you have a great meet. We really appreciate you spending some time with us, and hopefully we can catch up again before this very short meet is over. But thanks for taking the time. Good luck tonight. Good luck the rest of the meet. And yeah, hopefully if you get back out to California, we'll be keeping an eye on you. We'll be betting on your horses.
I'll be back.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Okay. So we have one last segment to go.
That's it.
Do we have anything here, John?
Is it just me, or you think she's developing a crush on me?
I think so. I think it's pretty obvious.
I've noticed.
Thanks again.
All right. It's good to see you.
All right. We're going to take a very, very quick break. One last segment to go. And I bet stupid stuff is just all from yesterday's show, would be my guess.
It should be.
Yeah. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
All right, guys, it's a new year. It's time for you to be the healthiest you in 2018. Man Centers, helping men meet their New Year's resolutions. Almost 35% of adults in the U.S. are affected by metabolic syndrome, one of the fastest growing health issues. It's a grouping of five risk factors. If you've got a large waist size, high blood pressure, high triglycerides, low HDL, or high blood sugar, could be causing sleep apnea or heavy snoring. The Man Center's focus is not simply treating these problems, but correcting the underlying problem causing the poor health. It's time to get you on a track to a better life. Man Center's better lives start here, and now there's no excuse. Due to the overwhelming success, Man Center's is now the home of free general male wellness checkups. The doctors at Man Centers are rolling out the red carpet for all you guys in 2018, breaking down the barriers that hold you back from becoming a healthier man. There's really no excuse now. That's $150 value for free. Schedule your free general male wellness checkup today. Give them a call, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. They've got four locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. They've got one off 288 in Pearland, off 249 in Tomball, and now in Bel Air. Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, if you're not on SportsMap, you need to be. A lot of good stuff right now. The main story, A.J.'s MMA preview. Also, my Sam Houston picks for tonight are up. And lots of other good stuff earlier today. Charlie Polillo. His column, Mindy Leveno did a nice video on Case Keenum. So plenty of good stuff up. Yesterday, Robin Carlin did one on Big 12 basketball. So go check it out, sportsmap.com. Follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou. And Dee said, I just Googled Sasha. Nice. Now she's serious. She is a, I mean, she's a jockey 10. There's no question.
And guess what? I started getting better feedback, more positive feedback on my Case Keenum story today.
Really?
Yeah. After a couple of days of, you know, cussing and I'm a jerk and blah blah blah.
You're dumb.
Yeah. Now
you're dumb.
It's like, oh, that's a, you know, that's a well written, well thought out piece.
Sasha complimented it too. She liked it.
Oh, the jockey?
Yeah.
She read my Case Keenum article.
I think she likes you.
I'll be damned.
I'm just saying. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Friday. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
I don't know if I would go Enter the Dragon number one. It's
Game of Death is my favorite.
See, I kind of lean Fist of Fury.
That's the one where he fought like 100 guys. Yeah, see, this is like he's dancing around going, whoa, whoa, and fighting. And then when the movie
turns
dramatic. Why are you
making racist noises?
No, that's how that's what he did the whole movie. Whoa.
Healthy Gourmet Your Way and C-Force Water.
All right, we are back on the Blitz because Jong is not in the control room. Oh, there's Tyler. Yeah, what happened? You can push the button, can't you? Oh, it's broken. Oh, yeah, look who's running down the hall
now. You can hear him coming now.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Hey, Jong.
It's also just a weird year. And the Steelers had a meltdown game.
You all right?
No.
Did the cough button work?
No, it doesn't work.
So you're just...
So I'm rolling 4 feet to the left to cough because our cough button doesn't work. Thanks for jumping in and talking there.
It's okay.
I was almost dying.
I much prefer to do play-by-play of you dying. According to the Times of India, Rabari made a complaint to officers that one of his workers was suspected of having unnatural sex, committing mischief by killing and injuring cattle, and outraging religious feeling.
So you could say he skewered it?
Sir.
Crickets.
That wasn't even funny.
Although it was kind of strange that...
That sounds like a cock and bull story to me. It's utter chaos.
I thought it
I know you told me to stop, but it went in one ear and out the udder.
I think you've milked this far too long.
You good?
This whole segment makes me want to drink some milk of amnesia.
Making you
and forget the whole thing.
Is it making you moody?
No, but it's putting me over the moon.
That's music to my ears.
This is so awful.
That's good.
No, it's not.
The guy that got alleged of doing this, did he come out with a milk mustache?
That's the worst.
Sean.
That is the worst. Murky, okay, guys, the milk's gone bad.
She soured on this.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
Oh, man, that was so much fun. That whole thing is just for the one guy who didn't like it. Congratulations. So, well, been a fun week, man. And we'll have a lot more fun next week. Hopefully we won't be frozen in any days. I don't want to be stuck at home again.
No, nobody wants that.
But, oh, man. I can't read these texts on the air that I'm getting. But so come on out. Last chance to get out here for the first race, which goes off in 6 minutes.
1 to 10, what's your confidence on the car tonight?
My confidence is a pretty solid 7.
Okay.
Like the first 3 races in particular, and races 6, 7, and 8. Not as confident in 9 or 4 and 5.
Okay.
So but I feel pretty good. Like I said, I tweaked things a little bit with my handicapping this year. We'll see if it pays off. I just added more data, basically. And, you know, it's always a little tough at the beginning of the meet. You got horses coming from all over the place. You know, we got horses coming from Remington and Zia Park in New Mexico and Retama Park and places like that. So, and Delta Downs. And so I always go through and try to make a hierarchy of the tracks and start with that. So, like, most of the horses that run well here are going to come from Remington Park in Oklahoma. We'll get a few from Delta and a few from Fairgrounds, too. But they generally are pretty darn good horses. So start with that, and then I just handicap from there. And like I said, added in some new things. So hopefully this will be a good meet. Hopefully it'll be a good night. Come on out. I'll be here till 9 upstairs. So if you're on your way out here, and we will watch and make fun of Barry Laminack, who will be riding a camel tonight. That's going to wrap it up. Want to thank John Lee back in studio for doing a great job. AJ Hoffman for doing a great job, as always. Want to thank Sasha for joining us. She's always great. RJ Bell. You guys have a great weekend. Hope you win money on all your bets, whether it's football, whether it's horses, whether it's MMA, whether it's on the fastest spider in your garage. I hope you win them all. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.